Hello, everyone. My name is Bob Bircher, and this podcast is about the issue of cell phone use in classrooms. I think every teacher of adults has an opinion on this, and they range from wanting an absolute ban to a fairly relaxed use policy. Some schools allow cell phones on the premises, but not in the class, and some don't allow cell phones on the premises at all. The question, of course, is, are they a blessing or are they a curse? The usual arguments in favor of cell phone use are that they're ubiquitous, they're cheap, they're small and convenient. Students love them and are using them already almost continuously. Why fight their use? Another argument is that they're mini computers and can be used to enhance a class in many ways, such as research or translation. A third argument is they can expand collaboration with others using social media, which students love using anyway. Another historical argument is that when calculators first came in, teachers also banned them, which ultimately turned out to be not a great idea. The main arguments against their use are that they're distracting for the user and take away focus, especially for students with poor boundaries or no boundaries around cell phone use. They're also distracting for others when sounds, beeps, buzzes are audible, again with people that don't have good boundaries. They can also be used for cheating because copying an exam or quiz is easy with a cell phone. And they can create disparity among students that can't afford them. There's another argument psychologically that they're actually a process addiction and that students actually use their phones to reduce anxiety. I've gone from absolute prohibition to limited use, and just talk a little bit about my process around that. I teach law students at Camosun College in Victoria, British Columbia, and I also teach lawyers. And of course, there's a big age difference. The older students, the lawyers probably average age around 40, have pretty good boundaries, and there's not really any need to have any kind of cell phone policy around them because I know that if they're using their cell phone, it's about something relating to the class, or if they do have to take a call, it's super urgent. In other words, they have good boundaries around it. A great study was done by the London School of Economics fairly recently called Ill Communication, Technology, Distraction, and Student Performance. It was published in May of 2015 and by Bland and Murphy. And the bottom line of that study, I'll just summarize it in 5 points here. First of all, the study was about the impact of banning cell phones in schools. And we're talking about no cell phones in the school at all. And this policy was strictly enforced. And they compared it to schools before and after the ban came in. The study was based on data from the National Pupil Database in England, which is very detailed and comprehensive and deals with a lot of variables. So they're able to control all of the known variables. And the study found that student performance is higher, quite a bit higher, and that happens significantly after the ban takes effect. The average student attending a school after the ban was introduced had a 6.41% of a standard deviation greater gain in test scores compared to schools that did not introduce a ban. This supports the total cell phone use ban, but my own view is that a boundaried use of cell phones is better, and if students can be taught cell phone etiquette, cell phone boundaries, which for some reason they're not, let's say if I do a module at the beginning of a class and have them use their cell phones for research and set up activities where cell phones are designed to be used in the activity, and I've practiced this in my classes, it seems to work pretty well. I'm just guessing that the students are doing what I'm asking them to do because I don't know what they're doing on the cell phone, but I think after my discussions around it, I think most of them are using it for their research purposes. So I design classes that build in some cell phone use in them, and then there's periods of time where there's no cell phone use at all. And so far, that's where I'm at with it. So anyway, thanks for listening.